Hi, it's Guy again. So really pleased to bring another video to you in this series all about buying companies. There's a previous video where I've talked about how 80% of the buying process is actually emotional and not really logical, despite this idea that, you know, we buy things on logic. You know, we work out what the value of a house is, or we figure out the value of a car, and we're very logical. In truth, we're not. We're all human beings, and we make emotional decisions. And the emotions engaged in buying a company, or worse still, in selling the company, are huge. So if you put yourself in the shoes of the seller of a business, particularly the kind of companies that we're interested in, owner-managed companies, where the owner has built the business up from scratch, it's very much kind of their baby, then it's pretty important to them that they get it right. And think about it as well, this is probably their one shot. They're probably only going to do this once. They're not going to, you know, buy and sell businesses for a living like we're going to do. So they're going to be really worried that they're not going to leave money on the table, that they're not going to make some massive mistake, that they're not going to, you know, really kind of cock it up when it comes to the sale of their baby. But then there's other things at play as well. There are things to do with legacy. There's what's going to happen to the staff that I leave behind. In most cases, tempered by the amount of money that they need in the sale. After all, it's their future and their family's legacy. But nonetheless, what they leave in terms of the company and the people and so on that they've worked with in many cases for many years as well. So those are all the kind of key components that are going on in there, really. And then you, as the buyer, you're caught up in all sorts of different emotions. You know, I want this deal, or I'm not so bothered about this deal, or what difference does this deal make to my life and the strategy that I've got in growing my business through acquisition. So there's a whole kind of melting pot of human emotions going on in there. When we're trying to layer it with kind of really logical things like business valuations and deal analysis and financial forecasts and all those kind of solid kind of logical steps that we have to go through, but actually there's a massive soup of emotion going on in there. So the message for this particular video is the importance of rapport building really, really can't be understated. Getting to know the vendor, understand what's important to them, what are the key triggers for them, is critical. So some tips for you to think about. Think about the language that they use. Think about the words that they're using. And start to elicit from them what's important to them in a deal. Ask the question when in response to an answer. So what's important to you in the sale? Is it speed? Is it price? Is it what happens afterwards? When they give their answer, then drill down into that and say, why is that important to you? Once you start to do that, you start to get a feel for actually what's most important in the deal. And very often, it's the softer things that are really important to them. Yeah, money's important, but we had an example of a deal that was under negotiation where the really key goal for the vendor was for them to spend the summer months abroad in Florida, because one of the owners of the business was suffering with ill health. So for them, their primary driver was about having a healthier lifestyle and living in the sun with obviously money in the bank. So the next question is, well, how much money do you need in order to achieve that goal? And it wasn't necessarily the whole value of the deal, it was just the cash that they needed on the day in order to get onto that particular beach that they had in mind. And so by eliciting what's really important to the vendor, you start to almost frame the deal that could be on the table between you as the buyer and them as the vendor. And that's not about kind of coming up with any kind of clever scheme or doing them out of any cash. It's actually about matching your offer, your deal, to what they really need, and very much at an emotional level. So I hope that's been useful. Rapport building is the skill that you need to develop amongst all the other skills, but probably more than anything else, because that will help you to understand the people that you're going to buy from. It'll help you to get the best possible deal, to structure the best possible deals, and tap into that whole kind of 80-20 element that I talked about previously in terms of the emotions surrounding buying companies. So I hope that was enjoyable. There's lots more of this. Look at more of the videos below. If you haven't already subscribed, then please subscribe. Log on to our website, www.thebusinessbuyersclub.co.uk. or send us a message. Log on to Facebook, we've got a page on there. Just get in touch, post a comment below. We will reply. We love the feedback, we love the debate. And if there's anything that I can help you with in your journey of buying companies, then I'd be very, very happy to do so. So until the next time, bye for now.